feel like we need a confetti cannon, Joe. This is number 100.
I know. Should I make a sound happen?
The air horn sound.
The air horn from our old. Exactly. Exactly. This is an air horn worthy occasion, though, and it's pretty exciting. It's a big deal in podcasting. I mean, a lot of podcasts don't make it to episode 100 because it's a lot of work, and you have to really be seeing the people come in to have it be worth the work. And man, have you guys turned out.
Yes. So welcome. We are glad that you are here for episode number 100 of the Wonderland On Points podcast. It is unbelievable. It is surreal that this is even happening.
It really is. It's so exciting. And I was checking our data this morning, guys. There is over 4,500 listeners, according to the data I checked this morning. And that is a wild thing to see.
Yes. That's just on Apple Podcast, right?
Yeah, that was just data from Apple. So, and we have listeners all over. Obviously, Apple is our majority. There's a lot of Apple users out there.
A lot of Spotify, too.
But yeah, Spotify's in second place. If you are a Spotify listener, get in the Facebook group and give me a little hands up. I want to see, because I'm always talking to people that's like, Apple, I listen on Apple. Me too. I also
Amazon Music, too. That's a under-identified place that people listen.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever even opened Amazon Music, even though I think you get it for free when you have Prime, don't you?
Not for free. No, it's not cost, free. But I have Amazon Music. I think I started it when I was a student, or maybe when I went back to nursing school. So I got it discounted as an Amazon student.
Yeah.
So that's where I listen to things. But anyway, you guys, that we have some stuff to cover today, including giving out 5 annual memberships to Card Pointers. And we are so pumped to read some of your reviews and announce our winners. But before that, it makes, you know what? It's kind of, I don't know what apropos, I don't know what the word is. I don't know fancy words, that it's our 100th episode. And right now, one of the first cards that started it all, the Chase Sapphire Preferred. Started it all is offering a 100,000 point sign up bonus, welcome offer, we should say. So how exciting is that?
I know. I kind of want to just tell people they're doing that specifically because they timed this perfectly because they knew our 100th episode was coming out right now. We teamed up with Chase. Okay, don't repeat that. That is not factual, but we're going to pretend. So yeah, guys, in the time that I have personally been doing points and miles, there has not been a 100,000 point offer. This is a big deal. And I do want to say, I have gotten a number of messages recently with people being like, oh, good, I've had mine for 2 years. I'm going to downgrade and get it again. Guys, this one's 4 years. I know we've said it before, but I just want to remind people, I know that's sad. It's sad for me too, that we can't take advantage of this in my household.
Yeah, it's kind of odd because a lot of other Chase cards, like the Southwest co-branded cards, those are 24 months. You have to be at least 24 months from your last welcome offer. But with the Chase Sapphire Preferred or Reserve, it's 48 months. So for some people, you can downgrade and maybe re-earn this welcome offer. For others, maybe think of family or friends who would really benefit from this knowledge. Obviously, this is a card that we all know and love and have gained tons of value from. So if you have friends or family who are interested in how you're traveling the way that you are and not paying for hotels out of pocket because you're using these points, it's a great time to get the referral credit.
If you do not have a player one, player two referral situation in your house, if you don't know somebody that you're working with and you would like the link, let us know. We can walk you through how to do that. And we do have a way to get you that 100K offer right now. So feel free to reach out to us in the DMs or in the Facebook group, and we can walk you through it directly. We've explained it before. It is a little bit complicated. So we'd love to do that one-on-one with you guys because I think that helps clarify a little.
Yeah, for sure. And make sure that you are getting the emails from Daily Drop. We have a link that is specifically, you will be referred to them from the Wonderland on Points podcast. We'll have that in our show notes today. Sign up for that, and then you will start getting daily emails from Daily Drop, and it will have the link in those daily emails. So come through those. Yes. Tons of good, helpful points and miles information in those emails. You can really learn a lot from them.
Yeah, so they're great.
We hope that you will do that.
We sure do. And now moving on to the fun stuff. Okay, actually, I have a question. Before we do the fun stuff, we had a great question in the Facebook group a while ago, and I was wondering if you think that we should go into this a little. People were wondering how we met and how we started the podcast. And it reminded me that not everybody's been around since the beginning, and some people aren't like me and don't like to go back through tens of 20, 30 plus episodes.
100 episodes.
Yes, for sure. I don't know when people started, but that's a whole lot of a catalog to go back through. And not everybody has tons of driving time and laundry time and dishes time like I do that I just fill with podcasts. So should we remind people how this little thing that is turning into not such a little thing came to be?
I think we should.
I feel like
so should
you,
I start or you?
Yeah. No, I think you should start because I think that I always tell the story. I actually want to know what it was like from your perspective. Give us the flip.
Yeah.
Because the last time I told the story on the podcast, I told it from – and then you know, we told it together, but I started it. So you're – go.
Okay. Got it. So this is how it all began. This is how Wonderland on Points came to be. I was deep into traveling with points and miles. I was loving it. I was eating up every bit of content that I could find on how to travel with points and miles. But I noticed that there was a little bit of a void for someone like me that I really could identify with, because a lot of the people that I was learning from, that I was following, were wonderful, but they were, say, a man, a single young man who lived in California, or, you know, a single young woman, and just different stages of life, right? Mm-hmm. Which are all wonderful places, but they were just different than my place. And so I felt like there was not a voice that was a really budget conscious family, you know, traveling with kids, really need to stick on a budget, not wealthy. You know, so many of the people were maybe they had a partner, but they were, what is it, dual income, no kids. Mm-hmm. Again, everybody's in different stages of life, and all of those stages are wonderful and different seasons of life, but I just didn't hear my season represented. I didn't feel like. And so I thought, okay, maybe I want to get into sharing my journey online, because there might be other people like me that want to learn for their own families. And so I took a course. I've never bought a course online ever for anything until this.
Yeah, me neither, actually.
Yeah, this was the first time I ever bought a course that I saw online. And it was like how to share, you know, on Instagram about travel. And so I took the course. It had a Facebook group attached to the course, joined the Facebook group. And in that group, this lovely someone posted about, you know, is anybody else traveling with points and miles and interested in starting a podcast? And I had told my husband this very thing, like, yes, I have thought about how I would love to do a podcast, but I have no idea how to do it, like the technical side of things. And this girl just posted wanting someone to start a podcast. And so I commented on it. I immediately started messaging Joanna, who was the wonderful person who posted looking for a partner. And, you know, this could go horribly wrong. We are two strangers on the internet. We could have had nothing in common. We could have had totally different worldviews and like things that made it really complicated to go into a partnership and record every week. Like, you know, if one person is more in than the other, like there are just so many things that could have gone horribly wrong, but it didn't. And it ended up, you know, we are people, both Joanna and I are people of faith. And I now, 100 episodes later, a year and a half later, can see how, from our perspective, it really, truly seems like this was something orchestrated by God. And that was the only explanation for it, because otherwise it would have been a total mess.
I agree, because I can't think of another person on the planet that you have to be in constant communication. There are going to be like things where we have different perspectives and we've got to talk through them and decide how we're going to do things. And it could have been such a personality clash. And also in terms of just skills, like we could have both been real good at the same thing and there's nobody right. to do this other thing. And instead it was like, we came together as total strangers and made this perfectly complementary circle, like a full circle. You are yes. so, so good at the communication and the email and all of that part of it. And I've got the tech stuff down. And it was just, and I've never had a disagreement with you where, I mean, certainly we're not always like 100% on the same page, although we joke because sometimes you'll send a text and then I'm like, literally was about to say that same thing, like yeah. brainwaves. But sometimes we have different perspectives, but I have never once had like a, ugh, well, she's annoying me so much today. And I can't think that there's anybody that you can work with literally talking to every single day for this long. And there's like no not blow-ups, disagreements, personality clashes, none. I mean, I don't know how to explain that any other way. And it is so wonderful. And I feel like I could go on forever, but that is not what everyone is here to listen to. But we did think it would be fun for you guys to hear that if you didn't go back to the beginning and listen, because, well, that's why we're here. And we're going to keep being here. We're in it for the long haul, baby, because this is such a gift to be able to help people just explore this incredible world, especially people who didn't think that they were going to be able to do it. I mean, it yes. makes me emotional.
Yes. That's my favorite things that I hear from listeners, reviews, people messaging us, because we're the same way. I did not grow up. I put this out in a reel before. My parents don't have passports. My parents worked for the state. You know, we did not have a ton of money. We had enough money. And we're very, you know, content. You don't need a lot of money. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I wasn't well-traveled as a child. Mm-hmm. That was never something that I saw as a realistic possibility yeah. for my family. Although mm-hmm. I love the love to travel, love to explore, had that yearning, financially, it didn't seem possible. And so when yeah. I discovered this, it truly changed my world and it changed my children's world and it changed how they're growing up. Like that will affect every part of who they become as adults. Mm-hmm. And so when I hear from listeners that their world is opening up and they're going to be able to learn from other cultures and expose their children to new things, it's just such a blessing and such a gift. And I'm thankful that we have the opportunity to do this.
Yeah, 100%. Me too, because I had really given up. I was like, wow, I had all these plans and dreams for all these places I want to go. There is no chance this will ever be in the budget for me. I had given up. And you know, that has just been renewed for me. And now we're helping other people renew that dream and that passion. And I'm not going to get emotional. Well, I think we should move on to the winners and to these reviews.
Let's do it. Thank you, guys. We are so grateful that Card Pointers has teamed up with us and so generously was like, we thought, you know, I thought, Joanna, should we have like one or two listeners? You know, maybe we could have three winners. And she was like, I really wanted to do five. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I can ask for five. That's a big number, but I did. And Brooke over at Card Pointers said, you know what? Yes, this is a big deal. 100th episode. Let's give away five memberships. So we are excited about this.
We really, really are. And guys, we're pumped about Card Pointers. Okay. You know, we don't do ads. Okay. And at some point you might hear ads, but if we are telling you about something on this podcast, it is not because of money. It is because we love it. Because I promise you, we will never, ever, ever do an ad if it is not something that we believe in or would use ourselves. Okay. So just know that. That's right. We are obsessed with Card Pointers. We love it. I am disappointed in myself for sleeping on it because I heard of it a long time ago, actually downloaded it and didn't really give it a fair shot because I'm whatever I am. But we are so excited now that we really have an understanding and we are having Emmanuel, the founder, on to give us the whole breakdown about what this app can do for you. And because they're partnering with us, we have a 30% off code for those of you that don't win today. And 30% is a massive chunk of either a lifetime subscription, which is really the way to go if you, you know, are going to be using it ongoing, which it's the kind of thing that you would really want to be using for life. It's such an aid to your points and miles game. So 30% is an awesome, awesome discount. And we're just very, very grateful that they are on this journey with us.
Yeah, and there's a free trial, guys. So just go in our show notes. We will have the link. If you do not win one of the free memberships, go do the free trial, check it out, and then keep your eye out for when we have Emmanuel on. He's going to tell us all the ins and outs about it and help us. You know, I'm figuring it out as I go too, because like I said, it's pretty new for both Joanna and I. Even though we knew about it, we just really dug into it, and I'm excited to learn more from him and learn how it came to be, because he was a points and miles person and he saw a need. He saw where there was like a pain point within points and miles of this tedious offers on each card. And he thought, how can I solve this problem? So we're going to hear from him, but it's time. Let's do it. Drum roll for our very first winner, and we'll go back and forth. Okay. Nicole Murphy says, all the greatest info. I have listened to every episode of Wonderland on points. Thank you, Nicole.
Wow.
Mary Ellen and Joe. I know. That takes dedication. Mary Ellen and Joe provide some of the best information as it relates to earning and utilizing credit card points for travel. I started my points journey in June 2024. And since then, my husband and I have amassed almost 2 million points. Guys, that's less than a year.
That's like nine months. That's amazing. Insane.
I am obsessively reading blogs, listening to podcasts, and perusing Facebook groups every single day. I love hearing from guests on the podcast to gain new travel destination ideas, and I learn a new little nugget of information every week from Mary Ellen and Joe. Thank you, ladies, for pouring your hearts into this podcast and teaching others all the things.
Nicole, if you left this, and really this is the same for all of you whose reviews we're going to leave, we need you to contact us. These reviews don't give us any way to see who you actually are. You can email us at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com, or you can come raise your hand publicly in the Facebook group and say, that was me, I won, yay! Or you can DM us on Instagram, and that's fine too. Whatever works
on
for
our
you.
Individual Instagrams, because we do not always check the podcast Instagram. Sorry, guys. I have gotten messages from people who said, oh, I messaged the podcast. And unfortunately, we don't always see that. So,
yeah. Sorry. I did recently do a little catch up as I was doing some cross posting. So I think that I have answered questions. I believe I got to all of them. I am sorry. It is a little overwhelming when you don't check for a while. And then you go in there and you're like, oops, sorry, guys. But come to the Facebook group, because you will get your questions answered in the Facebook group. It's much easier to see and navigate than an inbox.
Yep. Okay. Who's our next winner, Jim?
Okay. I'm so excited. Okay. This one is posted by someone called Have Kids Will Travel. Okay, if you recognize that name that is not a name, here is the review.
And it's this way back in 2024, right?
Yeah, this we're going back in the day. Okay, this podcast and Mary Ellen and Joe have given me such helpful, realistic advice for how to use points and miles to get my larger family on vacations. We had our fourth child during the pandemic, and we were homebound for so long. Oh man, the pandemic. Woof. Mm. Travel is expensive, especially when you have to buy multiple flights and tickets for 6 people, and we don't fit in a standard hotel room anymore. But we've got our Southwest Companion Passes now, inspired by this show. That makes me so happy. I felt confident applying for new cards, some with annual fees I would never even have dreamed of. But Mary Ellen and Joe encouraged me that I can be wise with my credit card usage and strategically sign up for new cards to meet my travel goals. I love That's this awesome. So much. Have Kids Will Travel. We love you, whoever you are. And please reach out to us to receive your Card Pointers annual subscription.
Shout out to all the families who need more than one hotel room.
You guys are troopers.
Okay, our next winner. Woo! Courtney Ray 9. This review is titled Total Game Changer for Family Travel. I took a deep dive into points and miles with help from Mary Ellen and Joe a little over a year ago, and I have booked over $15,000 in family travel since then. This has been a total game changer for me. I listen every week and have learned so much from these ladies. I love how the episodes feel like chatting with a friend, and I'm getting legit info on how to travel for nearly free. I am leaving for a family trip to a Hyatt family resort for a week with my family in a fancy suite, all on points, including flights, all thanks to these ladies. Have fun, Courtney.
Courtney Ray. This is so exciting to me. Also, just all I know I've said this on the podcast before. I really wanted it to feel friendly, like your sit down for a chat.
Yeah.
Like just a natural flow. We're not scripted, as you can tell, because we go off on tangents sometimes like crazy. But that's what I wanted. I wanted it to feel like normal life. Like yeah, that we're trying to sure. just help you with something. This is not a class. We're not here to instruct you. We're here to be your friends. So come be our friends in the Facebook group. Guys, we want to have you over there. I love the Facebook group so much. It is so fun. And what has started happening, you guys, you are answering each other's questions. Do you know how excited that makes me? I'm like so proud when somebody in the group answers somebody else's question. And I'm like, you guys,
I love that too.
Look at you helping each other. That's what we want from our community.
Yeah, community.
All right. Next one. I wish I could make that noise you made because it's like the wheel of fortune spinning noise. That's what I heard in my head. You were like,
I don't even know what noise I made.
You did. You were like, next one, do. And that's what it was the wheel of fortune wheel. Okay. All right. This one is called Fresh Voices in Points and Miles. And whoever posted this, it says in 321. So maybe that's an area code. Ooh, I don't know.
321. 321 cats that they own.
321 days. Something's happening in 300. What else could it be? That's a lot of cats. And I would know. Okay.
You know, this. Right. The reason I said that is because has anybody else, who else's favorite movie, old school movie, is You've Got Mail? Because when I was just on my flight back from St. Kitts, I watched You've Got Mail, and it's, the chat room, they don't know each other's names. They've been emailing back and forth, and it's like NY, I don't know, 352, and they're guessing, like, what could that be?
You know, I forgot about that movie.
152 insights into my soul, she says. You know, it's so cute. Love that movie. Who else loves You've Got Mail? You're my bestie.
Amazing. Okay, I'm going to read this now. So in 321, make sure you reach out so we can give you your prize. I've listened to a lot of travel hacking podcasts, and this is one of my favorites. Mary Ellen and Joe are fresh voices in this space, down to earth and sincerely interested in helping their listeners. I'm so glad that comes across. That makes my heart happy. Sorry, I just interjected. Sometimes it seems like they are learning right along with us, which is part of what makes them so relatable. That is true. We learn along with you guys all the time. Their guests add a lot of variety too. This podcast has something for everyone. Whether you're new to this game or a seasoned travel hacker, you will find something helpful here. I only wish I'd found this podcast earlier. I need to go back and re-listen and take notes on some of my favorite episodes. Thanks, Mary Ellen and Joe, and congrats on 100 episodes. This is so nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. In 321 with your 321 cats. We love you. Yes. We appreciate this. And
please do tell us what the 321 stands for.
I have to know. Okay. All right. I think we're on our last one, right?
Our fifth and final winner of a Card Pointers membership. This one doesn't have 321 cats because it is from Goofy Dog Owner.
Okay.
Goofy Dog Owner.
I love it.
Yeah. This is a must listen. I've been using points for travel since the mid-1990s. I initially thought, what can I learn from these two women that I don't already know? Well, the answer is I can learn a lot. Without fail, during every episode, I learn at least one tidbit of information that improves upon my travel hacking. Thank you for a great show.
Okay, this is seriously the greatest compliment ever because this person has been using points and miles since the mid-1990s. You guys want to know how old I was in the mid-1990s? Probably like five.
Yeah.
Probably five. So if you want to do a little math, I think I've said my age like 1,000 times. I'm 34. Okay. And I don't care, even though I recently found out that scientists say you age in three bursts, and the first serious burst is at 34. So that was fun to read.
What? 34, 60,
that. And 78. I think I might have gotten that wrong, but yeah, I saw an article about it and I was like, that is fascinating. Oh, I was right. 34, 60 and 78. So, you know,
interesting.
I will no longer look like I'm 12 by next year.
Pretty soon. Well, but anyways, thank you so much for that review. I love that seasoned veteran who has been in this game for a long time. I love one because it shows longevity. People think, is this, you know, a fad? Is this something that's going to be shut down? Or is this something that I'm doing and I'm messing all my credit score up and I can't do for very long? No, if you do it right, like a goofy dog owner, you can still be in this game almost 30 years later, which is awesome.
That is so, so awesome. And I absolutely love, I think we learned something new and kind of like the last review said as well, like we will never know it all. That's why we bring on guests. We do not think we are the top of the top experts. We know everything. We're just here to tell you. No, like we are here to learn with you and it is exciting for us. It's so fun. And we want you guys to be able to learn the same time as us. So you guys,
so thank you for being here.
Yeah. Ooh, 100 episodes.
We really adore you. We're just so grateful that we have this opportunity. And thank you for listening every week. You've given us that opportunity. Thank you to the people who have chosen to use our links over the years. We do
so
not.
So wonderful.
Is a hobby for us. This is not something that we make a lot of money with, although we would love for it to be our job. It is not our jobs now. We are both working moms who have jobs outside the home that we do every day for our families. And so thank you for the people who have supported this podcast along the way. It's really, we know we don't get just tons and tons and tons of referrals. When we get a referral, it is meaningful to us.
Hey, there is a celebration in our houses. We're texting each other because we know you guys, we know you have places to get those. You have other creators, you have friends and family. We understand. So when you guys support us that way, it is a real joy and it means a lot. So if you ever want to reach out and take credit for one of those, because again, we can't see who you are. We just know when, you know, the little email comes through. So, you know, feel free to take credit because we will thank you profusely and love you forever.
Yes, we are so grateful. There have been people that have donated on the
Buy Me a Coffee.
Thank you for that. So we appreciate you guys. We hope you have a great week. We have so much more wonderful content to bring you. We're going to be bringing you episodes soon about Costa Rica. We're bringing you an episode about the Park Hyatt St. Kitts that I just got back from.
We've got Hard a Vegas Pointers. Episode coming up.
We have so much good stuff to share with you. So please let us know what you want to hear. We want this to be a podcast driven by what you want to hear and what is helpful for you. So reach out and let us know.
Yep. And again, the Facebook group is the best place. All right. We love you all and we will see you here next time.
Bye, guys.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.